In the midst of a global pandemic, it is easy to forget that there are other terrible diseases in the world, ones that we know so little about. Consider ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, an always fatal neurological disorder. Although scientists are pursuing promising drug therapies, researchers who study the disease say the science continues to evolve. For example, some local scientists say there is a link between blue-green algae blooms that occur in some of Vermont's lakes and ALS. But to learn more, they say they need a mandatory registry for ALS in Vermont so they can track all the cases. VPR's John Dillon has more.
He was diagnosed on March 31st, 2010, and he lived for about 3.5 years with it, and he died on August 22nd, 2013.
Heidi Smith lives in South Burlington. She's remembering her late husband, Frank Petrosino, who was diagnosed with ALS. She says when he found out his time was limited, he made the best of the days he had. That included lots of live music and a 5-week adventure in Italy, funded with help from their community.
And he was walking with a cane at that point, but he walked up all the steps of St. Peter's Cathedral so he could see the view from the top.
Smith learned a lot about ALS in the years Frank lived with it. She learned that Vermont and most other states does not track every instance of ALS that is diagnosed. That's common practice for about 80 other diseases, from AIDS to the Zika virus. Researchers say they need this information to aid in the search for a cause and a cure. Many argue that first healthcare providers should be required to report the disease. Then they say the state should establish a central registry of all cases so scientists can access more details about the victims, including where they lived.
If you want to get meaningful data and you want to capture all the patients with the disease, then there has to be some sort of this central repository from which we can get the data, get the information to fulfill the needs and objectives of a scientifically conducted study.
Dr. Roop Tandon is a neurologist at the University of Vermont Medical Center who specializes in ALS. Frank Petrosino was his patient.
Can I just take this, John?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Tandon's pager went off twice during our interview. He has a busy practice. He says his ALS clinic sees about 60 patients a year from Vermont and upstate New York. In his quest to treat ALS, he works closely with Dr. Elijah Stommel, a neurologist at the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. Stommel has done extensive research on possible links to the toxins released by cyanobacteria blooms, or blue-green algae, and ALS cases.
So there are many clusters along Lake Champlain. There's one up in Milton, Shelburne. There's Lake Iroquois and Windsor, Vermont. There may well be more, but we don't have all the cases, so it's hard. The cases along Lake Champlain and Windsor can be geographically linked to poor water quality, which is conducive to the growth of cyanobacteria or blue-green algae.
Stommel says studies show at least one of the toxins produced by cyanobacteria is linked to ALS. In Guam, scientists found that the native Chamorro people who ate foods that contained that same toxin had very high rates of the disease. When they changed their diet, the ALS rates dropped.
This link between ALS and cyanobacteria, is that solid?
Well, you're going to always have naysayers. There's no question about that. But there has been some very convincing data.
The Vermont Department of Health is not as convinced. In a statement, the department says the research is very preliminary and there's not yet proof linking specific toxins produced by cyanobacteria and ALS. Both Drs. Tandon and Stommel say in order to help prove the link and to shed more light broadly on what could be causing ALS in Vermont, a registry would help.
We have identified many clusters of ALS in Vermont, but the clarity and reliability of our results would be much better if we had a complete data set.
A bill that would require the registry is pending in the State House and will likely get reviewed by the Senate Healthcare Committee. Chittenden Democrat Virginia Lyons chairs the panel and supports the registry. Still, she worries about the impact of Vermont tourism if the public fears Lake Champlain.
You don't want to make it seem like you can't swim in or recreate in the waters of the state, but we want to make sure that our public trust is cared for properly.
Dr. Tandon, the UVM neurologist, says he knows that probing a possible link between algae blooms and ALS could be damaging to the state's environmental image.
But by the same token, it is, I think, a wake-up call that something needs to be done about it. And I think if there is a problem that is associated with human disease, and that has to be proven, but if it's associated with human disease, then that problem has to be fixed.
Heidi Smith says her husband Frank liked to sail on Lake Champlain and had an office on Church Street in Burlington near the lake. She says she doesn't know if algae blooms had anything to do with his illness, but she says a registry could help solve the mystery.
It hit Frank out of the blue, and I know it's not out of the blue. There has to be some reason that he was struck.
The health department did not support the registry in the past, but a spokesman says officials will review this year's bill before taking a position. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.